Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, now playing in area theaters.
All of us daydream about being the super us. Instead of typing away at our desk jobs, we are intrepid explorers, top-tier athletes, and of course, devastatingly handsome and desired by multitudes of the opposite sex. These are merely brief interludes, though. We snap back to reality almost as quickly as we leave it. Walter Mitty does not come back so quickly, however. Either his daily grind is that much worse than ours that he must escape from it for longer chunks of time, or his imagination is so strong it overpowers his attachment to reality. For once poor Walter wades into the fantasy world, it usually takes an embarrassing moment in the real world to shock him back. There are a lot of embarrassing moments, too. Walter, played by Ben Stiller, seems lucky if he can make it a good 10 minutes without an episode. Naturally, the people who usually catch him in his dream state are his new, awful boss at Life magazine, just looking for excuses to lay people off, played by Adam Scott from TV's Parks and Recreation, or Cheryl, the office girl Walter has a crush on, played by Kristen Wiig. Most of his fantasies either concern Cheryl in the inventive ways he would save her life during perilous situations, or of snappy comebacks and revenge fantasies against his boss. Walter Mitty is not a sad sack, woe is me drama, though. It's a feel-good, get-out-there-and-do-something adventure film. Life magazine is closing, and the last cover is supposed to be a whopper. Photographer Sean O'Connell, played by Sean Penn, is a master at his trade and takes some of the world's most daring photos, usually because he puts himself in mortal danger to get them. Unfortunately, the negative that is to become the final cover photo is missing. The blame is going to fall on Walter, therefore he has to boldly go where he has only dreamed about, out there. A spur-of-the-moment decision leads to encounters with a drunken helicopter pilot, a fight with a shark, an erupting volcano, cutthroat warlords, and a chest full of newfound self-confidence. These decisions to keep pressing on are usually filmed in slow motion with a soaring, arcade fire-like anthem blaring in the background to make sure you get the point. Walter is exiting his comfort zone. There are some mighty impressive visual effects and gorgeous cinematography at work following Walter's exploits. The best shot is Walter skateboarding an S-curved Icelandic road. The backstory on that, as flimsy as can be, Walter spent his boyhood as a skateboard enthusiast before he morphed into an introverted nobody, but it's still a memorable scene. Ben Stiller also shouldered directing duties for the film, and it reminds us he is also as capable behind the camera as he is in front of it. Walter Mitty's drawback, though, is that it is adventure light. The film places so much emphasis on Walter's gutsy decisions to keep pressing forward that it forgets to come back down to earth and give the audience something to feel. Patton Oswalt pops up as a comedic companion every now and again and works as a sort of sounding board to Walter's metamorphosis. When we first meet Oswalt, a dating website help desk worker, he is as befuddled as the audience at how little Walter has done with his life. He hasn't been anywhere and he hasn't done anything. As Walter collects more adventures underneath his belt, the help desk operator becomes more and more excited and congratulatory of Walter. And that is what Ben Stiller wants of us as well. He wants you to congratulate Walter. And then he wants to make you feel like you can leave the theater and do something impulsive and wacky as well to show off to all your friends on your Facebook wall. This is the motivation behind most feel-good films. You are supposed to feel so good at the end credits that you tell all your friends what a great time you had at the movies. If Walter Mitty had been a bit more forceful or deeper, this just may have been a true statement. I give Walter Mitty 3 stars.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, now playing at Touch Tire Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16 and RPX, AMC Tri-City 8, Baywalk 20 and IMAX at downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Mr. Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. Visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.